Numbers, chapter 7. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had made an end of setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed it and sanctified it, and all its furniture, and the altar and all its vessels, and had anointed them and sanctified them, that the princes of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, offered. These were the princes of the tribes, these are the ones who were over those who were numbered. And they brought their oblation before Yahweh, 6 covered wagons, and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox, and they presented them before the tabernacle. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Take it of them, that they may be used in doing the service of the tent of meeting, and you will give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service. And Moses took the wagons and the oxen, and gave them to the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, according to their service. And 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave to the sons of Merari, according to their service, under the hand of Ithamar the son of Aaron the priest. But to the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonged to them, they bore it on their shoulders. And the princes offered for the dedication of the altar in the day that it was anointed, even the princes offered their oblation before the altar. And Yahweh said to Moses, They will offer their oblation, each prince on his day, for the dedication of the altar. And he who offered his oblation the first day was Nashon the son of Amminadab, of the tribe of Judah. And his oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Nashon the son of Amminadab. On the second day Nethanel the son of Zuar, prince of Issachar, offered. He offered for his oblation 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Nethanel the son of Zuar. On the third day Eliab the son of Helon, prince of the sons of Zebulun. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Eliab the son of Helon. On the fourth day Eleazar the son of Shador, prince of the sons of Reuben. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Eleazar the son of Shador. On the fifth day Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai, prince of the sons of Simeon. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day Eliasaph the son of Duel, prince of the sons of Gad. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. one male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Eliasaph the son of Duel. On the 7th day, Elishama the son of Ammihud, prince of the sons of Ephraim. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Elishama the son of Ammihud. On the 8th day, Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the sons of Manasseh. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Gamaliel the son of Pedazur. On the 9th day, Abidan the son of Gideoni, prince of the sons of Benjamin. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Abidan the son of Gideoni. On the 10th day, Ahiezer the son of Amishadai, prince of the sons of Dan. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Ahiezer the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, Pagiel the son of Ochran, prince of the sons of Asher. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Pagiel the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira the son of Enan, prince of the sons of Naphtali. His oblation was 1 silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, 1 silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. 1 golden spoon of 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 he-lamb a year old, for a burnt offering. 1 male of the goats for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs a year old. This was the oblation of Ahira the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar, in the day when it was anointed, by the princes of Israel, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 golden spoons. Each silver platter weighing 130 shekels, and each bowl 70, all the silver of the vessels 2,400 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 golden spoons, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, after the shekel of the sanctuary, all the gold of the spoons 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the he-lambs a year old 12, and their meal offering, and the males of the goats for a sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offerings 20 and 4 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the he-lambs a year old 60. This was the dedication of the altar, after that it was anointed. And when Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with him, then he heard the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubim, and he spoke to him.